I got a really funny tweet yesterday from P1 Colin. I want to thank him for making me giggle. And it read, "Very pleased with the front row airport parking spot they put in my simulation this morning." And I tweeted him back and I said, "I think this way too." And we've talked about this from time to time on the show because there is this new thought out there that we are living in a simulation, somebody's simulation. And I watched a long form interview with Elon Musk, and he's big on this. And I read a little interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist, who says, when asked about Musk's theory, there's a better than 50-50 chance that we are living in a simulation, or that his simulation hypothesis is correct.
Better than 50-50.
He says, "I wish I could summon a strong argument against it, but I can't find one." And I've always had this thought, going back to when I was 5, 6, 7, when I was just learning about God and the earth and whatever. Most people, and I believe Musk's thought, is that there are other beings that are controlling our simulation, aliens controlling our simulation. And there are different takes on this, and I'm not real dialed in as to whether it's a simulation for each individual or everybody on Earth is in a simulation. And I guess you could spin it either way. But for me as a kid, I always thought that I was in a simulation. Keep in mind, I'm 6 years old.
Yeah, this is way ahead of your
time. Long before...
You're already a stoner, it sounds like.
Long before Elon Musk was talking about the simulation, I thought that I was in a simulation created by God. So I mixed religion and the simulation hypothesis, but to me it wasn't aliens.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a medieval idea that this life in this world is a place for soul making. And so all these tests that you're put through and everything is basically like a simulation for God.
Yeah, so I thought that's how, when I learned that God judged us, mm-hmm. then my mind went to, well, how does he judge us? So because every day I'm faced with all these decisions. Do I steal my sister's candy? Do I yell at my mom? Do I take the kid's pencil at school?
Yes, yes, and yes.
And then I thought, so the whole thing is a test for me. And then I started to question whether the other kids around me were real, my family members were real, or was everybody, does God do this for everybody? He creates a simulation to test each person to see whether or not they eventually get into heaven or they go to lower heaven with Coco.
Mm. Poor Coco.
And so I've always thought this. So when he tweeted that to me yesterday, very pleased with the front row airport parking spot they put in my simulation this morning, I thought, yes, this is how I've thought for a good chunk of my life. When something really good or really bad happens to me, like you're kissing a beautiful woman. Wow, man, my simulation is great. Then you're getting kicked in the scrotum. God, this simulation sucks. The whole thing I've been thinking was kind of a simulation, and just I'm being judged by somebody. I always thought God.
You're being observed.
To how I'm handling this.
And you're just being presented with scenarios. You're not being controlled. You're making your own choices.
Correct.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a really deep thought for a 5 or 6 year old.
Well, within limits, you're making your own choices. The whole free will discussion is a whole different thing, and I've always leaned against us having free will, and now that idea is also taking root, it seems like, in more popular culture, that, you know, Sam Harris and the guys like these also believe that we don't have free will. All this is predetermined, which yeah. makes it, it does seem like that can go into the simulation thing, too.
Right.
Which is, you know, this is just bits, and this is data that's being played out in the way that it's predetermined to do.
Yeah, I've always struggled with that free will versus predetermined life. And both bother me. Like the whole predetermined thing, if I settle on that being what is reality, then I kind of think, well, what's the point?
Right.
It's all laid out. It doesn't matter what I do.
But the problem is if you feel, well, it's just predetermined that I'm going to do bad things, then you have to also accept, well, then it's predetermined. You're just going to, those people are going to punish you for it as if you did make that choice. So it doesn't really work for you to say, well, I don't have free will, therefore I'm not responsible for my choices.
Yeah, just thinking that I don't have free will, though, makes life a lot less fun.
Yeah.
And the simulation thing, I guess, they are watching me make my choices, but it is a controlled environment in that they're giving me the two things to choose between.
Right.
Like, they're nudging me in certain directions by giving me certain choices.
Right. And that, even free will people, I think, will say that certainly we have very limited free will.
Right.
I mean, think about it. You're presented with a limited number of choices in life, and you're presented with and seem to be born with a certain set of firmware in which to run in your brain in order to operate on the very limited choices you have. So you have limited desires and inclinations, so the scopes are limited. And then the choices that you can make with those limited desires is also, I mean, just, it looks like you're being funneled, in other words, towards certain conclusions.
Right.
If I'm a guy who can never turn down a drink, and you put a drink in front of me, you know, it gets much more difficult to understand how someone has free will.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born with, you will never turn down a drink, that is part of your software.
Yeah, but I have a hard time thinking that everything is so predetermined and no matter what you do, you're going to end up going in this direction. Because to me, if it is God, I don't think he purposely puts these scenarios that result in tragic death to someone who's 5 years old or, you know, something like that. And that's why I've never necessarily agreed with, well, that was just all a part of the plan. No, I think as humans, we mess up the plan all the time. And yeah, mess with the plan all the time.
But at the beginning, you think God's omniscient and omnipotent, right?
Yeah.
So at the beginning of time, before the Big Bang, when God decided to bring the world into an existence, he knew everything that was going to happen beforehand because he's omniscient. He knows everything. God's not subject to time. He's beyond time, right? No, he was there before time was created. Therefore, he's not subject to it. So he knew that he was creating a world in which that five-year-old was going to die. He could have made a different choice, and he didn't.
I think some of those choices are what he left up to man.
Yeah, but he knew they were going to happen.
Created.
But he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He knew which choices men were going to make. And he still chose to bring into existence that world in which men would make choices in which the five-year-old would die. He could have chosen differently, and he didn't.
Yeah. But
it's a hard one to get around.
It is a hard one to get around, but at the same time.
But I understand the inclination that we don't want to think that God's responsible for it. So,
or we do want to think he's responsible for it, but that it's part of his plan.
Yeah,
that it's going to lead to good things for everybody.
Right.
That's what we tell ourselves, at least.
And I could put my mind around seeing a beginning, a creation, and whatever the end's going to be. But what happens between then and the end is a lot of it is determined by us.
But isn't it determined by God when he knows that we're going to make those choices?
Right.
He chose a world in which he knew we were going to make these choices rather than these other choices.
Yes, in other words, he's not creating a world and then just sitting back and going, ooh, I wonder what he's going to do. Oh, look what he chose.
Yeah, he knows everything we're going to do beforehand.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time. I have a hard time seeing, as a friend of mine says, God as a zapper.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that, well, that's the time.
Right. And zaps just people out of existence.
Yeah.
The whole talk is mind-blowing. Like, it reminds me of another time when I was a kid, probably third grade or fourth grade, and my buddy Danny Gandra and I would freak each other out by walking up to the other guy and going, forever. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get our little minds around the concept of forever.
No, we can't.
Because we were told in religion class when we were young that you're going to go to heaven and there you live happily forever. And so we would blow each other's mind by forever. And then we'd scream like, God, we can't handle that. We can't understand forever. You mean there's no ending?
I know. That's
but there's
a
an ending to everything we know, to the day, to a class, to a game. Everything ends.
I think forever, though, it could be, this is my argument on heaven, or one of them, is that it is just a moment. In other words, it's just the moment before you pass and you experience this bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an unchanging bliss, right? But then you pass away, but you experience it as a forever state.
Okay.
I mean, you don't actually continue on because then you would have to imply there would be time, right?
Right.
Time implies change. So if you're in heaven, then things have to change all the time in order for there to be an experience of time.
But that's how they teach
it. There's only a limited number of good things that are going to be happening in heaven. Because right. At some point, you're going to run out of those good things. Yeah. And you know that unless it just switches off between wearing a blue sweater today in heaven. Now I'm wearing a red sweater. Now I'm wearing a blue sweater. Now I'm wearing what? It's like, what are you going to do up there?
Yeah.
There's no time. If it's an eternity, then there's really no such thing as time.
Well, I'm glad that Colin enjoyed the front row airport parking spot in his simulation yesterday.